Hey, seven people. How y'all doing? It has been a minute since I have recorded a podcast. So I miss you. I miss you. I miss you. I pray that everything is going well. I pray for you that your health and strength and your family and your safety, everyone is safe. You guys, can you believe it's November the 9th, 2018? It's just like 2 weeks. It's going to be Thanksgiving. Then next thing we know, it's going to be Christmas. 2018 has flew by, but we still have just a little while longer to continue working on our goals and our visions for this year. You know, it's never too late. Every day that God wakes us up, allows us to wake up and breathe again, we have a chance to not only focus on our goals, but to be a servant and to help others. That's the main goal. Keep God first and help others. Miss Sheila Chapman Ball, which is more like an auntie cousin slash great family friend. I've been knowing her my entire life. She always talked to me about the dash, the year you were born, dash, the year you passed away. And it's all about what you do in between that time. And now that I'm 38 years old, I really realize that the dash is so important and that my life is really not about me. You know, I'm blessed to have a career that on a daily basis I help adults with disabilities. I teach them life skills and we talk and we discuss and they learn and I learn. And I thank God for being able to work on my dash daily, being a servant and teaching others. And I thank God for this podcast and for Savvy Living with Lorna B on Facebook and Instagram as well. Please check it out. Plug, plug. Because this podcast and my Facebook and Instagram page also allows me to be able to help others with savvy living tips when it comes to cleaning and money management and time management and cooking and budgeting and just motivational, inspirational quotes or just, you know, tips throughout life and throughout the year. Because, like, right now, I got to start posting tips on staying healthy, drinking lots of fluids, taking your vitamins, exercising, making sure you know you're showering 2-3 times a day, Lysol wipes and Lysoling, encouraging your kids to drink lots of water to wash their hands, being healthy as possible, keeping your immune system up. I also swab my nose, and my son swabs his nose, and my daughter swab her. I swab her nose during this time of year, during flu season, with Neosporin, or you can get the Equate brand of Neosporin. You just put a little bit on the Q-tip while I'm giving the tip. And put a little Q-tip on the Q-tip, excuse me, and just swab your nose. And we do it every morning. And we've been doing this for a couple of years, and we haven't got the flu. I didn't say it prevents the flu, but it's like a flu, but it's like a barrier. And I saw this on Facebook years ago, and said, I said, why not try it? I mean, the Equate brand of Neosporin is so inexpensive. You have Q-tips, get a pack of those for $1, and why not try it? Because it kills bacteria, so it acts as like a shield in your nose. And so that's a tip. That's things that I do on Savvy, but most of my Savvy is all about just motivational, keep it moving. God is good, awesome. Because day to day, life is hard. It's a struggle. You have sickness, you have death, you have relationship problems, you know, kids and family and jobs and careers and finances. It's a lot. But at the end of the day, you just have to be thankful and grateful and try to do your best and keep it moving. And so I thank God for the platform. And my prayer is just that I will reach thousands and millions to be able to encourage and inspire and motivate and share my savvy tips with everyone, whoever is willing to listen or to watch. And that's my goal, and that's what I'm working on. Not only trying to finish up goals for this year, savvy people, but don't wait until January to start focusing on and journaling and writing down and doing your vision boards for 2019, because we want to already start it. You know, get it started. If it's your health, if it's career, if it's going back to school, if it's relationships, if it's buying a new home, buying a new car, if it's saving up money, budgeting, whatever the case may be, your goals, if it's starting that business, if it's writing that book, go ahead and begin preparation. And I'm talking to myself. Because I told my students today, they were asking about my goals. And I said, you know what? I've been busy and I've achieved a lot. And I have to, you know, mark it off my vision board. But it's a lot of things that I'm still procrastinating on that I have to do. I have to do. God has told me to do it, and I just simply have to do it. And sometimes you're nervous, and sometimes you feel like, well, I don't have all the resources I need. And I'm just praying that God will provide, like He has the past 38 years. So that is one of my tips for you today. Just truly believe that if He gives you the vision, you do the work and keep the faith that He will provide. He'll give you the provision. He gives you the vision and the provision. And that's what I have to really, really remind myself of daily. Anything worth having is you have to work for it. Nothing comes for free. Nothing's going to be easy. And one thing I want to also tell you, don't compare yourself to anyone else or their journey. Your journey is your journey. Your path is your path. Don't compare yourself because you literally drive yourself crazy. And I know that for a fact. Just stay on what God is telling you. Continue to read your Bible. Continue to focus. Continue to pray. And continue to work hard. So remember, on this first part of the podcast, we're just going to focus on our goals, our dreams, our aspirations, and be positive, be kind, be loving, be helpful, and watch how God will bless you. Now, on to part two of this podcast. It is so much going on in the world. This past week alone has been just, up and down, and it's a roller coaster, and life is really happening. But you thank God for being alive. First, I want to talk about voting November the 6th, this past Tuesday. Of course, I went to vote. If you check out my Facebook and Instagram page, you'll see my page, my picture with my voting sticker on my forehead. If you went to vote, kudos to you. Woo! Congratulations. Our vote counts in Florida and Georgia. It's really showing that our vote count. We had the Democrats to take over the House, and we have so many women and women of color for the first time in certain positions, dealing with Senate and Congress. And I'm just so excited about that. It's so motivational, me being an African American woman. I'm proud for all women. Women rock. The state of Georgia, they might have to have a recap. I believe the state of Florida is going to have a recount. And so we're showing the people, we're showing America that our votes really do count, and never give up and just do what you believe in. Vote for who you want to. I never tell people who to vote for on my page. That is not my business, but I tell them to vote. And if you don't vote, shut up. So Tuesday was great. Then we had the shootings in Thousand Oaks, California, and that was terrible. And my thoughts and prayers are going out to all of those the victims' families. And now California is dealing with wildfires. God bless, God bless, God bless. And I'm praying that everybody's able to evacuate. And I'm praying that God will put these fires out, extinguish these fires in the name of Jesus. And one of my coworkers was like, "Why is all this happening?" I can't tell you why. I know we live in a world of sin, and I know the enemy is busy. And I know that, from Genesis, Adam and Eve, things were going to happen. Natural disasters were a part of the plan. Tornadoes and storms and fires is a part of the plan. Sickness is a part of our life. This is just something on earth that happens. And sometimes people tend to get mad, but if you read your Bible, you'll realize that these things are part of life, and they're going to be a part of our life until we go to heaven, point blank. So what we have to do when these things arise in our life is we have to, of course, if they tell you to evacuate, evacuate. We have to pray. I don't care what anybody tells me. I only thing I can do for California is pray. So I will pray that the fires are extinguished and everyone moves safely. I pray that all the houses are not lost. I know that God is a rebuilder, so you have insurance. He can rebuild your houses. But I can't tell you why these things happen. I just know it's a part of life. We don't live in a perfect world. We live in a world of sin. We live a world of chaos. But God is the anchor. That's the main thing. That's the main thing. God is the anchor. So continue to pray for the victims of the shootings in California, as well as the victims of the fire. I mean, not the victims of the fire, I'm sorry, but the people who are having to to evacuate the fires, and we pray that the fires are put out very soon. This weather, I live in Alabama. The weather is cold and it's raining. So I'm praying for everybody traveling grace. I know a lot of football teams are playing football. So we're just going to continue praying for everyone. Wake up in the morning, talk to God, pray. Try to live your best life, like Lil Duval said. Treat people the way you want to be treated. I'm not even going to talk about Donald Trump on my podcast. God bless him. I'm praying for him and praying for America. God does not like ugly. He does not like hate. And it starts at the top. If anybody wants to know what's going on with America, it starts at the top. But I do pray for him. I pray for Donald Trump. I pray for him, his family. And I pray that the Democrats are getting someone ready for the 2020 race for president. We have to step it up and get someone ready and have someone ready to run against Donald Trump and to make America better. I'm not even going to go there with it great, but try to stop all this hate and racism, because we don't want to go backwards, but we're going backwards right now. We don't want to go backwards. We must move forward. So I'm praying for him and I'm praying for the country. On to a lighter note. God gave me a word. I'm going to get off here in just a minute. But he gave me a word on 10/31/2018, and I journal and write everything down. And I'm not going to share all the word. I can't wait to be invited to really share this whole word. But my daughter loves the movie Annie, you know, the newest one with Jamie Foxx and everything. And I was thinking about the movie Annie, and I was thinking about how, you know, Annie was a foster child. She was an orphan, living in, you know, in an orphanage. And on that movie with Jamie Foxx, she was going to this restaurant and waiting to see if her real parents were going to come back there and look for her. And she was there like every weekend, you know, waiting on them. And the guy at the restaurant was so nice. He would bring her a little food and stuff. But she was so consistent. And, you know, and that's one thing God wants from us. He wants us to be consistent when we're working towards a goal. And in her mind, she had this idea of, you know, her parents. And one thing I liked about Annie is if other kids were adopted or other kids were blessed, you know, she was happy for them. She wasn't a bitter kid, you know. She was a happy child. But she had the faith and she believed that she was going to, her parents were going to come back. She had the faith, listen to that word, the faith, and she believed that her parents were going to come back. But going on throughout the movie, her parents did not come back. Jamie Foxx, and he was rich and had a whole nother lifestyle, ended up at the end adopting her, and they just fell in love with each other. You know, he was a great, ended up being her father and everything. But long story short, because I'm not going to tell you all everything that I was going to say, but Annie had this idea of what she thought was the best thing for her, which was her biological parents, and she would wait on them, right? But at the end of the day, she was blessed with Jamie Foxx, you know, someone who was rich, someone who was loving and kind, and she in turn helped him, and he turned around and helped her, right? And gave her a life that she could have never imagined, you know, riding around in helicopters. She was truly living her best life, but she never imagined that. She didn't know that was what was truly best for her. So long story short, as I'm watching this movie, I'm sitting there and I'm thinking about us as humans and Christians and how we have this idea of that we know exactly what God has for us and we know what's best for us. And at the end of the day, we cannot imagine all of the blessings that God really has for us. Our minds cannot even conceive and see what he really can do for us and how he really can bless us if we just put him first and work hard and treat people the way we want to be treated and love the hell out of people. And I'm talking to myself. We don't know. We think we know. And that was the same thing with Annie. Annie thought she knew that. She thought that her parents, her biological parents, was going to come in and be the best thing for her. But God sent her Jamie. He sent her this person that she had couldn't even imagine living, you know, when she went to his apartment And all, I mean, just a beautiful apartment and all this electronics. And she had this room and she was wearing these beautiful clothes and they flying around in helicopters. She never imagined that she would live that life. So I'm here to just tell you, we don't know. We really don't know what's best for us. But God does. And it's in God's timing. Annie was an older little girl. A lot of times people say when the children get older in the orphanages, they don't get adopted. But you never, ever give up and you stay consistent. But we don't know what's best for us. God knows what's best for us. And I just really liked that movie. And I was just sitting there watching that movie. My daughter said, consistency, faith. But at the end of the day, it's in God's time. It's God's plan. So I'm going to get off here, you guys. Please continue to check me out on Facebook and Instagram at Savvy Living with Lorna B. I am a life skills instructor. I am a teacher. I'm a Christian. I love the Lord. I'm a speaker. I'm a host. And if you would like for me to come and speak at any of your events or at your schools, just message me or email me. All of my information is in my profiles on Facebook and Instagram and this awesome podcast. Please continue to pray for all the sick, the shut-in, the bereaved. Pray for the homeless. Pray for the all of California, the state of California. The enemy is very busy, but God. And it could be us. It could be us. So we're going to pray for the state of California and pray for America. Pray for those that hate you. Pray for those that dislike you. God wants us to love our enemies because they will become our stepping stool. But we have to love them. We have to love our enemies. I didn't say deal with them, let them run all over you and treat you bad. But God wants us to have a loving heart. And that's my prayer for me to God, touch my heart. Touch my heart and touch my thoughts and touch my mind because he already knows. So you guys, I'm going to get off here. Please just have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Please invite others. Make this your favorite on the podcast and invite others to listen. And remember, I love you, but most of all, who? God loves you. More blessings. Peace.